Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Judge Juan Merchan has sentenced President-elect Donald Trump in his hush money case but declined to impose any punishment. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Today's sentence by Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan cements Trump's conviction while freeing him to return to the White House, unencumbered by the threat of a jail term or a fine. It caps a norm-smashing case that saw the Republican convicted of 34 felony counts of falsifying business records related to a payment to bury affair allegations that threatened to cloud his 2016 presidential run. Yet it didn't hurt him with voters. Trump denies wrongdoing and has vowed to appeal. He was not in court for the sentence, instead appearing by video. At Manhattan Criminal Court, I'm Julie Walker.
Israel's military says it has carried out new airstrikes on Yemen against what it said were Houthi rebel targets a day after the Houthis launched three drones at Israel. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz, in a video, threatened the Houthis, saying anyone who harms Israel will be harmed in return. The Israeli strike today in Yemen sends a clear and sharp message to the leader of the Houthi terror organization, Abd al-Malek al-Houthi, and the leaders of the Houthi terror organization in Yemen. There will be no immunity for anyone. We will hunt you down and destroy the terror infrastructure that you built. Israel's long arm reaches and will reach anywhere. The Houthis confirmed the strikes and said they occurred while people were rallying in Sana'a in support of Palestinians in Gaza. Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani said Friday that he had called for a moratorium on European Union sanctions on Syria for 6 months or 1 year. However, Tajani added during a news briefing in Lebanon that, quote, lifting sanctions is not a national decision, they are a European bloc decision, unquote. This is VOA News. California firefighters are hoping for a break Friday from the fierce winds that have fueled massive blazes in the Los Angeles area, killing at least 10 people, obliterating whole neighborhoods, and setting the nation's second-largest city on edge. Juan Perez from the fire-struck Altadena says he was hoping the fire spared his house, but it didn't.
My heart dropped. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't just think. It was something so unreal. It was my whole life that got in flames. It was unbelievable.
The fires have burned more than 10,000 homes and other structures since Tuesday when they first began popping up. No cause has been identified yet for the largest fires.
Ante esta magna asamblea nacional.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has been sworn in to a third term despite credible evidence that his opponent, Edmundo González, won the latest election. González, who left for exile in Spain in September, has repeatedly been threatened with arrest should he step on Venezuelan soil, even though he has vowed to return. The inauguration Friday follows protests in the South American country and abroad against Maduro's increasingly repressive rule. On Thursday, the political opposition's most prominent leader, Maria Corina Machado, reported she was briefly detained by state security forces. The government swiftly denied the accusation, but the claim again drew global attention to Venezuela's protracted political crisis.
Bolivariana de Venezuela.
The world just experienced the first full year in which global temperatures exceeded 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial times, scientists at the EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service confirmed Friday. Rachel Judah from Reuters has more.
2024 saw temperatures rise on every continent, resulting in heat waves, drought, and extreme weather. Here's Carlo Buontempo, director of the EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service.
Every single month, January to July, has been the warmest on record. July was the second warmest, and from then on has been the second or close to first around.
Governments promised under the 2015 Paris Agreement to try and prevent average temperatures exceeding the symbolic threshold of 1.5 degrees to avoid more severe and costly climate disasters. According to Buontempo, it's not too late for countries to rapidly cut emissions and avoid global warming rising faster, although they need to act fast.
Rachel Judah from Reuters. Canada's governing Liberal Party will announce the country's new prime minister March 9th after a leadership vote that follows the resignation of Justin Trudeau this week. The party's national board of directors announced the initial rules of the race late Thursday. Trudeau remains prime minister until a new leader is chosen. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.